let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. For Terry B. Yellen, the author of Please, Please Listen, This Is Your Body Speaking, his focus is helping individuals realize what they really need to do to keep their bodies healthy. The book was influenced by the loss of his mother. After Terry started looking into natural cures and ways to take care of one's body, he realized his mother likely would have lived longer and healthier if he'd been able to implement some of his newfound information. Terry became interested in naturopathic medicine as training as a microscopist. He's organized and conducted health seminars, done extensive study of basic information that can help people live healthier and more productive lives. The author of Please, Please Listen, This Is Your Body Speaking, Terry B. Yellen, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
It is such a pleasure to have you with us. And it's interesting, you say right off at the beginning of the book, you quit your job to spend more time with your business, see your health, because of several happenings in previous years, the previous 5 years, led you to try a business to help as many people as possible realize better health. Let's go back and talk about those happenings, because they were real eye-openers for you, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, they were.
What exactly happened during that five-year period that made you decide to, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to devote the rest of my life to this personal mission to keep people healthy?
Well, the first thing happened was with my mother losing her life to esophageal cancer. And she had acid reflux for 4 years, and the doctors kept giving her stronger antacids. And it was actually the opposite of what she needed. She needed more acid. And the interesting part about that is when I did the study, they actually developed a capsule in Germany that people could swallow, and then they could check the stomach acidity with a device on the outside of the stomach. And they found that most people, once they got to 50, the acid content of the stomach started to go down. And by, 60, 70, your stomach acid is really low. And that's what creates the acid reflux. So my mom probably could have been helped a lot if she would have taken some hydrochloric acid supplements to help digest her food.
In fact, you talk in the book about they kept giving her stronger antacids, and that really hid the problem. And you talk about that being a metaphor of how current medical field operates. Sometimes we sort of mask the problem, don't we, rather than address it?
Yes. Not everybody, but most people know that doctors have very, very limited training in nutrition. And like I said before we started the conversation, most people that are in the hospitals are in the hospital because of the diet and the things that are in food, and they don't even realize what they're eating sometimes.
When you started doing the research, you realized that there were things that you personally could do. Talk about that, because you said it really made a change in your life by just watching nutrition and what you were eating.
Well, at the time, I was driving semi for my brother, and of course, the best place to pull in and get something to eat.
Yes.
McDonald's and even the buffets at the truck stops. The lettuce, a lot of times, is sprayed because they want to keep the lettuce, fresh.
Yes.
And it's really hard on my stomach, and I had to kind of make sure that I had some bathrooms up the road because it was really hard on my stomach. And once I actually started taking the acid improver, the hydrochloric acid, and quit eating the McDonald's and so on, it was just so nice to drive without having to worry about all the truck stops and the bathrooms.
Oh, yes.
Your stomach was so settled.
And it made a difference in your life. Terry B. Yellen is our guest on the program. We're chatting away. I need to remind you of the author's name in the book. But Yellen is spelled B-J-E-L-L-A-N-D. The book is Please, Please Listen, This Is Your Body Speaking. You'll find it at Amazon. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Terry's book. In the book, and this is interesting because this is a problem that consumers really have to sort out. You talk about the influence of drug companies and how doctors treat patients. Tell us what you found as you looked into that and why you came to that conclusion.
Well, one of the interesting things that made me realize that doctors didn't have the training was a young gal that actually went to a, what do you call it, where doctors have to get renewed for their license.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean, yes.
Right, and the doctor invited this young lady that was going to be a doctor to one of these classes, and she was all excited about finding some new, you know, treatments for disease. And unfortunately, she was so disappointed because after the meeting, it was all presented by drug companies. There wasn't anything natural. Or so she basically started another organization of young doctors that are coming into the field, and they're trying to be pharmaceutical free. So that kind of got me encouraged.
Terry B. Yellen, our guest on the program, author of Please, Please Listen, This Is Your Body Speaking. And really, the way you wrote the book, it's interesting. You have your body speaking. Your body is actually talking to you in the course of the book, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought that would be an interesting read rather than just kind of a boring putting out facts and stuff. I did enough study to realize there's a lot that the body can tell you.
Yeah, and in there, the stomach says if Terry's mother's body would have complained, would have been talking to her, and it mentions several of the things. Drinking black coffee all day, having very little water, and having a diet that consisted of a lot of meats. That sounds like probably the daily eating habits, nutritional habits of a number of people. All those are really strikes against you, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. They're finding that coffee is healthy, but not. It's just like so much in our diet is too much of certain things that really throw our bodies off. And the stomach tries to tell you with bloating and heartburn, you know, stomach aches, things like that. And gaining weight, there's a lot of things where the body can really tell you that you're not doing a good job in selecting your diet.
And some of that should lead back to diet, and apparently it doesn't do that with many people because that's creating so many problems. You have a story in there of Dr. Jonathan Wright. It's in the book, Please, Please Listen, This Is Your Body Speaking. Talk about Dr. Wright. It's interesting. He started off doing what he was told in medical school. It didn't really work out well, and he shifted and suddenly found out he was able to better take care of his patients.
Yeah, that was, see, those are some of the books that I read. I read a book about him, and when he first started his medical practice, he was just trying to do what was listed on the approved medication list. And then people came in and they said, well, how about vitamin E? If I take a good dose of vitamin E or vitamin K, will that help? And he said, I don't know. There was no training. So he said, just go ahead. I can't say no. Well, when these people improved in their health, he started to think, well, maybe I should do a little checking. So he would go to libraries whenever he had time and began to realize there was a lot to do with vitamins and minerals. And so eventually, in order to try to stay away from being accused of practicing medicine using these natural products, he actually took made a circle around towns to see if he could find a medical or a town without any doctors 6 miles away from other doctors. And so he started there, and he just started using natural supplements as he found them. And eventually he was so, you know, interested in this that he started training, and now he's actually training doctors to do the same. He has his own clinic, and he's proven so much stuff by just treating people in his clinic.
Terry B. Yellen, our guest on the program, author of Please, Please Listen, This Is Your Body Speaking, books available at Amazon.com, and you can link on directly to information on Terry's book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One focus is talking to people and making them realize that the nutrition is good for them. It will keep their bodies healthy. The other is where to get the right information, and that is always a problem. you hear things, there's a fad diet every 2 or 3 days, and you really sometimes are confused what you should listen to, not listen to. Where do you recommend people go to get information, good, credible information?
Well, there's certain doctors, like I said, Dr. Mercola started his practice the same way, with using all standard practices, but then he began to move away from that, and his information is very accurate. And one of the last ones that I read, he actually talked about the farming and how it has killed the soils. And when you have dead soil, it's pretty hard to have food that's going to have good nutrition. And that's what's happening. Even or some organic, if they're not planted in the right fields, do not have really good vitamin mineral content. So, but Dr. McCullough is one, and just off the top of my head, I was trying to, Al Sears, Dr. Sears, okay, and all sure. of these, if you look at for some of these doctors on online, they have, people say that, well, these natural products they're not based on research. And if you go and start looking at some of the products that these doctors are selling, they're proven, they've had, you know, good testing on them.
I know before you wrote the book, you did some health seminars, and you talk about the fact that you would talk to anybody. You're in a restaurant, you talk to the waitresses, you would talk to customers, anybody. Talking about, you know, good eating and nutrition and how that changes lives. What response did you get as you were doing that? And then we'll talk about the how the book came about. But when you were talking to people, just, and you sort of became an evangelist for talking about the power of good eating, nutrition, improving the quality of your life. What kind of response did you get from people?
Well, it was interesting because some of them right away, there was no interest. Like, don't tell me to change my diet or do anything different.
Yes, yes.
And then there's getting to be a very, very large number of people that are more and more aware of eating better. And some of the medicines, well, if you listen to some of the ads on TV for some of the medications, there's a list a mile long of side effects. And so there's
yes.
people are becoming aware of that. And like I said, I talked to enough people that mainly it started with my mother and how that happened and how taking hydrochloric acid supplements helped my digestion. And so I would talk about that. And actually, the other one that's controversial is there are cure for cancers. And we actually cured our dog of cancer. So I would talk to people about, you know, people being able to be cured of cancer without the chemo and radiation.
Which would be, you know, so much better for people who really suffer from taking, you know, the chemo and going through the whole radiation, and, you know, they hope they're getting better, but boy, it's a brutal process to get to that point. Terry Bjelland, our guest on the program, that's Bjelland. The book is Please, Please Listen. This is Your Body Speaking. So some people suggested, why don't you write a book? And now you've written a book. What kind of response are you getting to the book? Because there's a lot of real solid information there. Names, anecdotes, your personal story, a lot of information is packed into this book. What kind of response are you getting?
Well, it's interesting. It's just like if you have a really good restaurant in town and some people know about it, but if, you know, the area around the town aren't able to
yes.
get in, try the restaurant, they don't find it. So it's slow in people going on Amazon, it'd be, you know, how do they put in, please, please listen, this is Your Body Speaking. So it's hard to find even on Amazon unless you know about it.
And again, if you're traveling and you don't remember the name, you can't remember the spelling of Terry's last name, I know it because I have it in front of me. You just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and there's a link that will take you directly to Amazon. In Terry's book, Please, Please Listen, This is Your Body Speaking. Information on the book, of course, you can order the book by going there. And once again, a couple minutes left in the program. I want to go back to your personal story, because this worked for you. You saw the negative impact that maybe I'll call what I'll call conventional medicine had on your mother. I believe your mother-in-law as well, as they went through very difficult medical situations. What kind of change did this make in your life? You talked about, you know, in the truck, you didn't have to count every restroom and figure you'd go in there. And you mentioned your vitality was up as well. It really turned your life around, I believe.
Yes, it did. And up until 7 days, I was never really in the hospital for any medical reason. So up until 7 days, you know, everything really stayed healthy. No, the doctors kind of, it's hard to believe that I don't take any medications, and they'll say that. And I had an interesting conversation yesterday with a gal on the phone, and again, it led to the phone call wasn't even related to health, but somehow we ended up talking about health. I told her about the name of the book, and she said, "Oh man, that's exactly what happens." And she had cancer when she was, before all this stuff was on the internet, and she cured her own cancer just by really searching and changing her diet to what she knew was healthy, and it was interesting. So, she was really interested in the book.
And I bet the ideal situation is you read the book before you really even need it, and that would probably prevent a lot of the problems that we find later in life, right? The earlier you start paying attention to nutrition, eating the right foods, probably the healthier you are going to be for a longer period of time.
You know why most people in Japan go to the doctor?
No.
They don't go to the doctor because they're sick. They go to the doctor and ask for help and how they can stay healthy. That's changed lately because of the way, Japan has changed with a lot of McDonald's stuff. But basically, that's what a lot of Japanese people go to their doctor to find out how to avoid things.
There's a lot of great information in the book, and if you're somewhat skeptical but feel like I want to give it a try, how do I know what's in the book is legitimate? I've got a doctor that went to school for 100 years. I have to put my trust in him. The nice thing with Terry's book, you can take it, you can research. He drops names in there, as we just mentioned here, with doctors and whatever. You can do the research yourself, and chances are you'll go, this is something I really need to try. When you watch TV commercials now, and I guess it's all us older people to watch television because we have all the prescription drugs that are advertised, at least in the programs I watch, and when some of the side effects are death, that really gets your attention, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, wow, I think I'd rather cope with the disease than take, you know, be susceptible to some of the side effects. So, Terry, good luck with getting the word out there. Hopefully some people will respond and check out the book online. Terry Bjelland, B-J-E-L-L-A-N-D. The book, it's an easy read. It's your stomach, your body talking to you. It's called Please, Please Listen. This is your body speaking. And we all, and I'll just leave it with this. We all can learn if we pay attention to our body. Isn't our body like the first thing that tells us there's a problem?
Yes. Yep.
It just so often you feel like, you know, the last couple of days I haven't felt well. Then you find out there's something wrong with you. And it's just sort of, be in tune with what your body is telling you. And the book is written from the body talking to you. Please, please listen. This is your body speaking. Terry, you've done an excellent job with the book. It's going to help a number of people besides your research helping yourself and turning your life around. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, it was fun to be here.
Well, it was great to have you with us. A super message. The book, once again, Please, Please Listen. This is your body speaking. Terry Bjelland, our guest, B-J-E-L-L-A-N-D. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll go find a link there and go directly to information on Terry's book at Amazon. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.